Hey folks, this is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Later on, I'm hoping to get an interview with the actor Corey Feldman. As you know, Corey Feldman went through some horrendous things in Hollywood. I'm going to try my best to get an interview with him and get his side of the story. And I'm going to ask him questions that maybe the mainstream media was afraid to ask. Questions that will really get to why I did this podcast. And that is, did the system fail him? There's also something else. We have a justice system that is broken. That's not just my opinion. When the Supreme Court has to rule again on the same matters because the current administration doesn't take no for an answer. But then again, what the administration doesn't like, what the Supreme Court does, especially if it rules against them. It's really amazing, isn't it? We tell our kids to do the right thing. We tell them that if they abide by the law, things will go good. But after a while, we all know what that really means. Isn't it something? Law enforcement, certain law enforcement officers, no matter if they're police officers, prosecutors, or judges. There's a saying that, and these are only for the ones that would take any money because they're the best money can buy. How many times have you had a lawyer write something up, it was ironclad, and maybe it's not for you, maybe it's for a loved one, and then when they went in there, motion denied, all the time, denial. Now, those of you that went up against John M. Marnocca, you know how that feels. And that was my judge. Well, it's come to my attention that my judge happened to be associated with the Chicago outfit. Now, let me explain. You see, the person who got me into this situation is the same person that knows the judge and convinced the judge to ignore all the evidence, deny every motion. But that it doesn't stop with Judge Marnocca. You see, this person pulled out a lot of favors to make sure that none of my motions get through. And if you're going to say Mark and Doreen Atwood, you would be correct. Because it's in the wording of a letter. Actually, email. And, well, let's just put it this way. I'm making sure that the outfit knows that I know. But this is one thing. What if the Chicago outfit does not know what Mark Atwood and Doreen Atwood did? You know, maybe the person who is currently running the outfit said, I don't want to know. I don't want to know what it's about. Just get it done. That way he has plausible deniability. It sounds like one of those old gangster movies, doesn't it? Except I'm living it. Every single motion. I'm even still waiting on my pardon. The pardon packet. And you know something? They haven't gotten back to me. They haven't. It's been 2 years. I have sent messages. Now, I want to ask you, and just answer this yourself. If you were a man that had 6 years in the Navy, then after that you went into law enforcement for 23 years, and for whatever reason you get out, and then you did the next 12 years as a truck driver. Now, those of you that's been in one way or the other has been involved in law enforcement, or basically you were on the other end, what would make a person do that? What would make a person go, 6 years, okay, they get out and they go into law enforcement, and for 23 years they do that. Then they get out of law enforcement and become a truck driver. Would it be for the money? I could buy that. After all, truck drivers do make a good living. But they've done it for 12 years. 12. And let's say it's with more than one company like myself. 12 years? You mean to tell me that you go from Navy to law enforcement to driving a truck? You could say that the person understands. And maybe he's one of the honest ones. And he could be. But if you went through what I went through, would you trust that person? Or would you go, you keep your distance from the person? This is what I'm getting at. If you go up against Child Protection Services, what connections do they have? Not just with judges, but with government, with law enforcement. In other words, how do you stay in power to make sure that the laws benefit you? And what would you do as a Child Protection Services social worker, let's say, to make sure that those bonuses keep coming, that nothing interferes with it? And that if they're talking reform, you make sure that the law, that reform law, works in your favor. I know this is a different take on Child Protection Services, but let's say someone has connections with Child Protection Services, know someone in there, and they don't like the way you're raising your kids for whatever reason, and they contact that person. They make sure it's going to remain anonymous. That part right there, I think they should get rid of, the anonymous part. Because if the Constitution clearly states that you have a right to face your accuser, why then say, your right to face your accuser, unless your accuser is working with the Child Protection Services or Department of Child Services or whatever, then you can't know. I think this should be re-examined myself. And this is just me, but I think what they should do is this. Say, hey, guess what? We're removing that being anonymous and everything. And CPS will say, oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Because if you do that, there'll be retaliation. The only retaliation is what they do. We all know that. This is really amazing how we have a justice system. And I mean, look what's currently going on, like at the Texas border. You have got the appellate court telling the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, no, you're wrong. They can't enforce that. And yet the Supreme Court on the 19th ruled, yes, they can enforce it. Now, we're just going by what we see on TV. We hear the nightmare stories. But the truth of the matter is, none of us are down at the border. But we do live our lives every single day. And especially those you that have firsthand experience of law enforcement, what they do. And more importantly, those that are affected by the laws. Because if you notice, if you have a family member that's accused of a sex offense, it's all but a done deal. Because they want to make sure they get their pound of flesh or their bonuses. If you haven't had a chance, read The Corrupt Business of Child Protection Services. It's an eyeful. Nancy Schaefer talks about the people that she had to deal with. The people that she heard every single day. Men and women. And how she tried to do the right thing. But in the end, her and her husband lost their life. A federal investigator, Bill Bowen, he lost his life. But not before he was smart enough to put 3 parts of his documentary online. I think you know the name. If you don't, I'll say it here. Innocence Destroyed. If you have a chance, watch it. Like I always say, have a strong stomach. Because it's not for the weak. Folks, another thing I'm going to touch on very briefly is April the 8th. Now, if you haven't checked online, this is something you should check. Because the states that are in the path of totality, I believe it's, they call it, they're telling people the following. Fill your gas up the day before. Get 2 weeks worth of food. I've heard that. Stay indoors. National Guard is going to be deployed along with law enforcement. I'm slowly seeing it here in South Bend. Now, it could just be because of shoplifters. People trying to just carry things out. I'd like to warn people that are coming, like areas like Chicago. And you know who you are. If you're listening. I just see it all the time. And maybe it's just in isolated areas, because you don't see it everywhere. You have to look at it like that. But if anyone's thinking, we're just going to come over to South Bend or Mishawaka, trust me, you're going to get a different reception. But with that being said, what's going on is, looks like something out of George Orwell's 1984. Big Brother, the military and law enforcement being out. Get 2 weeks worth of food. Stock up on food. get your gas, stay indoors. Sounds like a conspiracy theory, except it's actually being broadcast out there. If you're in one of the states in the path of this eclipse, what is different about now? Is it going to be completely, is the sun going to be completely eclipsed? If so, is everything going to be pitch black? And that people are going to panic because they can't see? It's 4 minutes. Hey, ladies, how many times have you been with a guy and he's lasted 4 minutes? I know. But think of it. And guys, if you're listening and you can't last more than 4 minutes, and I'm going to tell you right now, I never timed myself. I know a lot of guys haven't either. So let's just say that four and a half minutes it'll seem like forever. But what is the big thing? And where's Child Protection Services? How come they're not saying anything about this? Because you're not going to get any money out of it. George Carlin had said there is a war on everything. War on hunger, the war on drugs, the war on this, the war on that. But they will not hit the war on homelessness. And it's quite simple. Because there's no money in it for them. Child Protection Services, there's money in it because they can take the kids and get $4,000 to $6,000. $4,000 to $6,000. Isn't that something? For just taking your kids. I bet wherever Adolf Hitler is right now, he's probably laughing his ass off. Saying, why didn't I think of that? But folks, this is where we're at. We have an election that we don't know which way it's going to go. I mean, it could go in Joe Biden's favor. It could go in Donald Trump's favor. I know he has financial issues. They say by Monday he has to have the money. What if a court ruling comes in between today, Friday, and Monday? Let's say at the 11th, that what they call the 11th hour. On that day, all of a sudden, the court and the prosecutor, Letitia James, get something from the higher court. You know, he did appeal that decision. Let's say the appellate court says, okay, guess what? We're looking at it. And this is one train of thought. They look at it and says, wait a minute, hold it. Is this a corporate thing? Did he defraud the bankers? Did he defraud a company? If so, why did you go to this venue? Is there a victim? Can we see what victim, who was victimized by Mr. Trump? Now, these are questions that could be asked. There's a bunch of people who are saying, hey, look, Trump shouldn't have done this, they shouldn't have done that. The verdict has been brought down, $454 million. Apparently, Trump is going around and begging his billionaire people. All you have to do is just go to Elon Musk. And, hey, Mr. Musk, if you're listening, if Donald Trump is in financial straits and you believe in him, you know, just go, okay, here, $454 million. Would that upset Letitia James? Of course it would, because then she couldn't take his properties. Think about it. And some people say it's politically motivated, whether it is or not. This is what we have to look at. What is this teaching our kids? That, hey, mommy and daddy has to do what the government says. If they don't, me and little Tommy, little Susie, or whatever, are going to be taken away. And, oh, maybe I can grow up to be a CPS social worker, so, or an investigator. So when I take someone's kids, I too can make $4,000 to $6,000 in bonuses. And I'll tell you right now, there are some people who are thinking just like that. I am. When was it that the kids had to worry more about being taken away from their home instead of worrying about a test? You know, when I was growing up, and maybe a lot of you can relate, and my parents said, hey, go outside and go play. And we could go outside, ride our bikes anywhere we want. We could go to the park. We could ride around town. Growing up, when I had friends, we'd ride around, play video games. Someone I know, he had an Intellivision gaming system. It took me a while to figure out, like, all the buttons and everything, how to hit, you know, with baseball, how to hit football, you know, move the players. And of course, me and my buddy eating his brother's Doritos, I mean, the whole bag. We would be munching, playing games, and all of a sudden, he'd look down and says, oh shit, my brother's gonna kill me. And of course, his brother yelled at him, you ate my Doritos, you know how long it took me to make the money so I could get that, blah, 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 blah. And now our kids have to, the government's got us worrying about COVID, the news. It's like, any day now, Russia's going to bomb the hell out of us, or Iran's going to do it. You got people on Capitol Hill, that's what they call it, where, oh, down with Israel, blah, 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 blah. Everyone's arguing about every little damn thing. Our kids shouldn't have to worry about that. Our kids should, you should be able to open up and keep your doors unlocked and have them go right outside, go play in their front yard, and the Karens just shut their damn mouths. You know who you are, the ones that complain because the kids, oh my God, the kids are playing in their front yard. They're unsupervised. Oh my God, where are the parents? The parents are telling you to go fuck yourself. The parents are allowing, you know, people are allowed to raise their kids in the best way they see fit. As long as the kids are not doing anything that harms the neighborhood. And you know what I mean. You hear about people coming across the border. I hear these stories all the time. Now Chicago and New York, the citizens there are yelling because the migrants, or whatever you want to call them, they come in, they're getting housing, they're getting food, they're getting transportation, they're getting, you know, free cash. Plus now they're getting debit cards, prepaid debit cards. Well, the average person has children, such as yourselves, who are complaining, and the government, like the mayors and governors, are saying, hey, shut up. They need it more than you. And it's like, so in other words, we're supposed to starve on the streets. Our kids are supposed to starve to death because the ones that came here, and we don't know who they are or anything, but it's okay. And my fear is, and maybe that's what is because Illinois and New York are doing the same thing, and they're not even in the path of this eclipse. Maybe they know that maybe the citizens of Chicago and New York are going to take matters into their own hands. You got the National Guard in the subway of New York, I hear. Oh, we're going to take care of the ones that are doing the assaults in the subway. Well, what about the attacks I hear on the streets of New York, streets of Chicago? And if you do anything, you're in the wrong. And I'm not talking the ones that they've been pushed to the brink, which a lot of people have. Because if you're trying to make ends meet, and then all of a sudden you decide, you know something, fuck it. And they take matters into their own hands. And all of a sudden the government is in shock. And the media shows it where they're just leaving with things. Saying, well, they're covered. They're insured. But you know something? Have you ever wondered what's missing? When you figure that out, I think you know what's missing. What's missing is the fact that how many of those young gentlemen, their fathers are not around. They keep bringing that up. Absentee fathers. Well, we circle right back to Child Protection Services. State agency that has more power than the President of the United States. And now you know why. Because they probably got enough connections with the Chicago outfit and other organizations like that where they can just turn a blind eye. To end this though, do you remember you should do the research of people like Bugsy Malone, Jimmy Hoffa, and Al Capone? Look how places like Chicago and New York were run. Really look at it. And then ask the question, why is the Chicago outfit allowing this to happen? If they have so much power and so much influence, why is it that the mayor of Chicago has more power than even the mobsters? And if the mobsters do, if my theory is right, that they run Child Protection Services, what did they do before? Did they used to, like, rub them out? Or, in other words, they executed them. And you never found the bodies. How many bodies do you think are in the bottom of Lake Michigan? So, if the Chicago outfit isn't running Chicago anymore, if the mayor and the governor are running the state, who's pulling their strings? Who's making sure that they do what they are doing? And now, since they wanted to run it, maybe the Chicago outfit stood back and said, you want to run it? Fine. And now, you see what's happening. And what lesson is that for our children? You know, I've always said maybe we should just start all over. Start this whole experiment all over. But how do we, what laws do we put in? Do we favor some and not others? Or do we decide, you know something? Our kids have to look up to people. Before rewriting the Constitution, actually read it. Who does the Constitution protect? And who does the Constitution not protect? That's the best answer I can give. Because in the end, we can't say, well, this group is protected while this other group is not protected, or everyone's protected, but some are protected more than others. Let's read the Constitution. That way, and these so-called constitutional scholars, well, the Constitution says this, and yet you read it, says, well, wait a minute, where does it say that? Now, the one part, and I'll end with this. There is a part that about the separation of church and state, but it doesn't say it like that. Check the First Amendment. It does not respect any individual religion. It will give equal respect to all. Unfortunately, we've got leaders that believe one religion or another is superior to all the others. And if you look at it, it doesn't say that at all. They won't put like Christianity above all the others, or they won't denounce a religion like the Muslim religion. I'm just throwing that out there. They're supposed to respect all religions, because we are not the final judge. That one is coming up. And trust me, there's no appeal. And when you get there, there's no continuance or anything. The final judgment is there. At least for 1,000 years, according to the Bible. And then when that 1,000 years is up, God decides if you remain in hell or if you've been repentant and you're ascended to heaven. Do I know what the rules are? Hell no. God's not giving me those rules. He's not, says, okay, David, this is it. And probably the book would be so heavy, I'd need 100 or more industrial forklifts just to lift it. But April 8th is coming up. My sincere hope is we get a revelation in our minds, that our eyes are finally opened, and we see the world the way it is, but also the world the way it can be. Not keep on saying, well, this lives matter, that lives matter. If you've been in University Park Mall, there's a guy who makes shirts. It's got Jason Voorhees. And I always get a kick out of it. It says, no lives matter. Then again, he has a knife. He doesn't respect life. But if you have to go through life, how about we have this one saying? And say it for yourself. My life matters. My family lives matter. Listen to it again. My life matters. And say it to yourself. Say, my life matters. My family's lives matter. Doesn't matter what race you are. Because in the end, that is whose lives matter to you. And if your lives matter to you, don't you think Jesus believes your life and your family's lives matter, and God, creator of everything? So instead of saying this group of lives matter, that groups of lives matter, maybe we should be chanting, my life matters. Doesn't matter what color or race you are. Your life does matter. After all, you woke up today, didn't you? This is David Shore for Corruption Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. keep moving forward, and you matter.